Hey everyone, my name is Adam. Welcome to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. This week's devotional is from Ian Young, the middle school director at the Ridge. We hope that this will encourage and inspire you as you continue to grow in your relationship with God and others.
The blood on the houses where you are staying will be a distinguishing mark for you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No plague will be among you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Passover is a Jewish holiday that we see celebrated in Scripture that commemorates when God delivered the nation of Israel from the bondage of slavery they experienced at the hands of Egypt. God inflicted 10 different plagues on the nation of Egypt until Pharaoh conceded and let God's people go. Passover comes from the final plague God ordered over the land. He showed that the Egyptian gods were non-existent, and he was, and still is, in control by passing through Egypt and striking down the firstborn of both people and animals. However, those who obeyed specific instructions from the Lord would be passed over, and this destruction would not touch them. Each man was to slaughter an unblemished one-year-old male lamb for his household with all the members of the Israelite community. If any household was too small for a whole lamb, they were to share it with their nearest neighbor in accordance with what each person would eat. Then they were to take the lamb's blood and apply it to the doorway of their homes. Once that was completed, the Israelites were to roast the lamb and eat it, along with other bitter herbs and bread made without yeast, while dressed ready to travel. The leftovers were to be burned. Then, as the Lord passed through Egypt, he would pass over the houses marked with the lamb's blood and would not allow destruction to enter their homes. And notice the instructions God gave the Israelites were not to be followed alone. They included other people. He gave the instruction to Moses and Aaron, which they shared with the elders in Israel. Then they shared it with the rest of Israel. Each man got a lamb for his family. And if a family was too small for an entire lamb, they shared it with their closest neighbor. They even took into account how much each person would eat. The whole community slaughtered their lambs together. And every person dipped their hyssop branches in a basin of blood and marked their doorways for their household. Each Israelite family cooked the lamb the same way and ate together as a family. Additionally, every family discarded their leftovers the same way and all dressed ready for travel. Why did they do this? They all believed that God was faithful to them and was going to deliver them. They shared God's instruction and did what the Lord instructed them to do together. This is how we are called to live once we have received the grace God has given us together. If you are not connected in community, take a step. Whether that be asking a friend to start praying and studying scripture with you, or going to Next Steps in the lobby and asking about groups that are happening around the Ridge, or maybe simply just going back to church. And if you are already connected in community, I encourage you to take 5 minutes in prayer and solitude and ask the following questions. First, how am I caring for each person in my community? And how is my community loving those on the outside?
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.